RSN Central.
Bring Light On
with Dan Malicki.
Welcome back to RSN Central. Green Light On. It's a big show this morning. We'll preview Ballarat Cup night on Saturday night. Dan Malecki, hello to you.
Good afternoon, Gareth. Yeah, big night. We're right in the thick of things, aren't we, as far as the Harness Racing Carnival is concerned.
And we kick off our show with one of our favourites, Dan. He's a champ. He knows how to win big races. He's proven that over his illustrious career. And he'll drive, of course, the horse that he trains in Wolf Stride in this year's Petstock Ballarat Pacing Cup. I speak of Anthony Butt. Good afternoon to you, Ants. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth.
I guess Hurricane Harley now, he was scratched this morning. Reports from Bill Anderson after I had a chat to him today on the text message. That horse pulled up sore, so he'll head to the vet today to see what the extent of that injury is. But he's out of the Ballarat Cup, but I would imagine he would have been a big advantage for you, Ance, if he was in it, because he probably would have forced Lachlan Varart to really work hard in the breeze there on Saturday night.
Yeah, you're probably right, Gareth. Yeah, so, you know, with the way it's fallen now, Lachlan Varart's probably going to, you know, find his way to the front at some stage. So, yeah, it makes it, you know, that much harder for everybody else. But in saying that, it's one less good horse to beat. You know, Harrick Malley's a great horse. So, yeah, shame for the connections.
Well, second prize money is still pretty good. It is a Group 1, and that in itself is a big tick for you and Sonia, the transition the Wolf Stride's made to get into a Group 1. Ants says something, and seriously, he's probably going to be everybody's second or third pick, so the expectation will be that he can weigh in.
Yeah, hopefully, Dan. He's, you know, come a long way in the last 12 months and been really happy with the way he's progressed, and, you know, he's up there now with the elite, so he's got to keep improving, but, you know, we're really happy with the job he's done so far and just got to hope he keeps, you know, just improving a little bit all the time.
Hey, Ants, he was so impressive in that Bendigo Cup. Do you think he's a better horse off the speed, or do you think he's just as effective? Because I don't think he's been beaten, really, when he's been in front.
No, I think he's pretty adaptable, Gareth. He's won, you know, just about every time he's been in front, he's won. So, he's obviously not going to be in front this week. But, yeah, you know, if he ever got a chance in a big race to lead up, I'd never be scared to with him, because he is a great front runner.
You've got the other Stride, Imperfect Stride. In fact, it's been a really good start. The Country Cup season for you, which obviously started that weekend. You took the first couple out. Anson, Perfect Stride, well, he's not in the class of a Wolf Stride, maybe at the moment. He did start off his career in a blaze of glory, and we know him as a pretty good horse. He's up to a 104 rating now. Would you be eyeing off some placing or a placement in the Hunter Cup with him as well?
Probably not this year, Dan. There's that, the Badens are the same night, so we'll probably aim for that. But you know, he's one of those horses. He's done a great job in his career, and he's always raced really good in big races. You know, he's one of those horses, he doesn't matter how quick they go, he can still come out and sprint the same. So I think he's going to, you know, move his way through to the top grades in the next 12 months. And, but yeah, we'll probably just stick to the four-year-old races just at this stage, yeah.
Hey, Ants, I'm tipping him on top on Saturday night. I think he can lead, and I know that Pacifico Dream is a really good horse, and he showed that throughout the feature races in the Breeders' Crown and also the Vic Bred. Are you confident that he could probably lead all of the way on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, he's probably going to have to, Gareth, you know, from the draw. He's probably, Alpine Stride's got really good gate speed from one, so he's got plenty of options from there as well. So, but, you know, being on the side, Pacifico Dream's a big advantage, and, you know, if you hand up the front to him, you're probably handing up the race. So, you know, we'll probably be in front and we'll give it a fair shot. But, you know, he's probably a little bit better sit sprint, but he has won a lot of races in front as well. So, won the Derby, he can sit me in leading all the way. So, you know, I'm sure he's just as good in front, yeah.
A lot of strides in your stable at the moment. Unless they're really good, it can get a little bit confusing for the normal punter. Ants, how do you go with them? Do you have like a different colour on each of their boxes? Because you can't call them all stride, can you? But I bet you know the good ones.
Yeah, that's right. We don't worry about nicknames, but we just call them by their race names, their first names. So, yeah, we just forget about the stride bit and concentrate on that. But no, we've got the system in place, and it's, you know, weaker than older horses, not so bad. But yeah, for the followers, it probably gets a little tricky.
So I'm tipping you to win three races at least on Saturday night, Ants. Prestige Stride, this really good filly's first up, and she's got a lovely draw. And geez, I've been impressed by Boots Electric, who was electric to win there the other night at Melton, and he's in a winnable race in that final race at Ballarat.
Yeah, they're both really nice horses. They both improved quite a bit, you know, in the last sort of 3 months, and Prestige is she just kept stepping up, and she beat the boys last start at Ballarat, you know, pushed her a little break. So she's come back really well, been trolling enormous, so she'll take some betting. And I'm really happy with Boots Electric too. He sort of, I was disappointed in his heat run before he won that final 2 starts ago, and made a few changes with him, and he just jogged that night. He led and just won the leg in the air. So his work's been great. He's sort of been working with Perfect Stride and been working as good as, if not better than him. So, you know, again, I think he'll keep getting better over the next 6 to 12 months. But, yeah, good race for him Saturday night.
You love this type of time of year. The Dustin Martin of the harness racing world. There's no better big-time driver than the grey Anthony Butt. And good luck on Saturday night, Ants. And we'll catch up with you, of course, probably next week.
Good as gold. Thanks, Sarah.
Good on you, Ants. There's Anthony Butt. Okay, you're with Gareth Hall and Dan Malecki here for Greenlight On. Time to preview this Ballarat Pacing Cup meeting, Dan, on Saturday night. And looking at that cup field now and the market with the tab, we have that short price favourite, Lock and Varad. He's at $1.15 now after Hurricane Harley was scratched. Now, Hurricane Harley, as I pointed out, he pulled up sore after working there yesterday. He heads to the vets today to work out what's wrong with him, but he won't be going around in the Ballarat Cup. So out to play might hold him out now, but I don't think it's going to matter. He'll show his class once again, Lock and Varad, and be too good, Dan.
Well, that's the thing. That's one question. Can he be beaten, Gareth?
No.
I think that's just a simple answer, isn't it? I can't see that happening regardless of how the race is run. There's some talented horses there, but remember, they're also trying to get a prominent finishing position so they can make a Hunter Cup, whether it be out the play, better be the bomb, if some of those places are up for grabs. I mean, the race has fallen away, and just as we get into this race, it was disappointing to hear the quick turnaround. We had the confirmation that the bull was coming on Monday,
yeah,
and then colic problems on Tuesday, which has put him out of coming to Melbourne for the Hunter Cup. It probably looks a race in two at the moment, but, you know, when we talk about races in two, we'll never forget Dandy Andy in the thoroughbred world, so yep, it's still possible. If it bleeds, you can kill it.
Correct. So Chicago Bull, we won't see him to the middle part of winter. He'll probably do that same program he did this or last year when he raced throughout winter, had a little bit of a freshen up and then competed in those WA and also Fremantle Pacing Cups. I've got some news breaking right now, Dan Malecki, and this is from Shatter Nixon. Mm-hmm. Stonewall Stud have sold their share in Triple Eight, and he will have his last start in New Zealand on Friday night at Auckland before heading over to Victoria, where he will do his future racing for the Australian ownership team and Scott Plant, who has stayed in the ownership. We wish Dan well and look forward to following the next stage of his racing career. Triple Eight will race out of the Greg Sugars and Amy Tubbs stable in Melbourne. Triple Eight has done a super job for us, and his race record currently sits at 56 starts, 12 wins and 22 placings, close to $300,000 in prize money. So he's a horse that probably gets into a Hunter Cup.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he went through the Inter-Dominion last year, and I think any horse that's good enough to have done that is probably going to get their chance. Well, really, any horse that's in the Ballarat Cup, you would think is going to be a good chance. If they're able to run top six, anything, yeah, that runs top six in the Ballarat Cup should get into the Hunter Cup. The way the race has sort of, to be fair, fallen away.
You sound disappointing,
Gareth.
Yeah. You sound disappointed, I know, Dan, a little bit. South Ashore's coming, and Chicago Bull.
Spank him. Chicago,
yeah.
Look, mouth-watering at one point,
yeah,
but still, King of Swing and Lock and Varad will add a lot of King of Swing draws to lead. Look, it might well be the same scenario as the Victoria Cup, but there's a lot to look forward to. Hey, I'd much prefer a champion horse at $1.04 than no champion horse at all.
Well, that clash between, they should be nearly $2 each of two for mine, Lock and Varad and King of Swing for the Hunter Cup, because whoever leads will start the favourite. There's no doubt about that in my eyes. I think King of Swing, I think he had excuses there in the Victoria Cup. He did have to do work in the early part. I think definitely
One excuse was he was beaten by a better horse.
Correct. On that night, he was. But I think he's gone to a new level since. But I think both horses have. So
yeah, sure. Yeah, I agree.
I think he's a better chance, King of Swing, of defeating Lochinvar in a Miracle Mile, because I think he's probably nearly got the gate speed to cross him in a Miracle Mile if he does draw to his outside. But that's another debate for another day. So I think there's one betting proposition in the Ballarat Cup. I really like Always Fast the Place. That horse was really good in the Cobram Cup.
Look, initially I thought Always Fast was a short course horse, but as time's gone on, a bit more experience, obviously trained a certain way, and with Emma and Clayton, they can really put the miles into their horses. And I agree, I like the way this horse is progressing, particularly off a cold sit, because he lives up to his name and he's got a lot of pace, hasn't he? And with a cold sit, he could well be a good place chance, and I think it at reasonable odds.
Hey, Dan, what about the Cochrane Cup? This is for the trotters, of course. Tab tells us that Sundon's Courage is 350. Now, he's one of my horses, but boy, that's short for a horse that's inconsistent with his manners. I know that he's got a draw that he can use if he does everything right. Magic Cool at 11 into 950 now. Red Hot Tooth at 380. Dance Craze at 310, and Always Ready at $5. I think, like, I've tipped Sundon's Courage on top, but I want to have something on Magic Cool at the price. Like, I think he's flying at the moment.
I've tipped Magic Cool. With you. Sundon's Courage, I think it's... Look, he's teasing. He's going well. He's deserving of doing something good. He looks like he may well have the gate speed at the start, but that's often a critical point for him, isn't it, at the start. Sundon's Courage, he can come out in a gallop. I've seen it happen before, so you don't want to push him. He's going well coming from off the speed. I think the barrier draws even up things, but one thing I point out about Dance Craze, even though she's drawn inside the back line, I still think without a shadow of a doubt that she's much better coming from behind. So even from what looks like an awkward draw, she can still be a big chance. She just goes better in my eye coming from behind. Always Ready, look, he was terrific against his own age from the back line, but his best performances have been from the front line. As much as I really rate the horse, I want to see him do something against these older, experienced trotters when he is drawn the second line. Mary Law first up, new camp, now with the Brosnans. They do a great job, but it's a massive challenge first up. He's very good, though. And Red Hot Tooth, well, she might have that gate speed to get across. She might be the one that's been underestimated here. To a degree, because she might lead. She naturally gets out quickly. If Magical can keep her out, maybe even take the trail, get box seat. I like Magical on an each-way basis, but I'm really respecting Red Hot Tooth, and you leave out Dance Craze at your own peril.
I can understand why they bet 750 Red Hot Tooth, and the punters took it. Now, they think she leads. She's into 380. But I think Magical and Sundon's Courage at his best both have enough gate speed to hold her out. Magical hands up, I think I would hold the front if I'm Zach Phillips, but he might hand up to Red Hot Tooth if he does find the top. Dance Craze, 310. I think both those horses, like Sundon's Courage, will drift out in the market. Always Ready at $5. So it's an intriguing race, that Cochrane Cup. So you're with Magic Cool each way.
I am Magic Cool. I must admit, I wanted to tip Dance Craze because I just think she's better off the back row. And what might happen, you mentioned that speed battle. That's all she needs, just that little generation of early pace. If it's between Sundon's Courage, Magical, Red Hot Tooth, if the lead time is genuine, it doesn't have to be over quick, she'll come into it, Dance Craze. She can give them 20 metres from the 800 and beat them. We've seen her do that a number of times. In fact, I think her best wins have been when she's done that.
Do you think that... Like, I'm at the price, I think Perfect Stride, a Cobram Cup winner, can defeat Pacifico Dream on Saturday night.
Tempo of the race might be interesting. Pacifico Dream is obviously very good and adept both in front or behind. Perfect Stride, we've seen his last few runs coming off the back of a good tempo. I think he's the right challenger. He's come through similar, you know, Group 1 races to Pacifico Dream, so... I think Pacifico Dream deserves to start favourite, but Perfect Stride, absolutely, he's got the quality and he's in form. I think he looks the main danger, I think. Is there anything else that's got something there that we could be underestimating, Mr. Wickham? I mean, these are four-year-olds.
Mr. Wickham needs a fence for mine. I know that he can follow a hot speed. It's only a small field, but I just don't think he's up to the class, really. He can win. He won a free for all, but I don't think they had the class of horses like a Pacifico Dream or a or a perfect stride in that race, Dan? Sunbeat Shadow might be on pace, and he
pulled up
he
with
runs,
an issue last week.
Yeah, he runs places, but he doesn't win.
No, but then again, this is probably, it's not an easy race, but it's one of the easy races he's had in the recent start. So he might be one to forgive on last start. He wouldn't back up if he wasn't right. And often the horses, if they defibrillate or there's a atrial fibrillation, you know, with the heart or just something out of character like that, you got to forgive them. Plenty of horses have bounced back, but he might be more of a place chance. He certainly doesn't win out of turn, but it might be the right race for him.
Markets aren't open with the tab for the other races, but I like Boots Electric. I thought that horse went to a new level there in his last couple of starts, and listening to Anthony Budd, he worked out a problem with the horse, fixed it, and you can see that now with his performances on the track, Dan. He goes around in a competitive final race on that program.
Yeah, he does. You're right. He was just outstanding last start. I thought the start before, and I heard Anthony Butt talk about it as well. He ran second. That was the Heaven and Loxley race, wasn't it? And he looked to have every chance. But when he found the front last start, he dominated like a really good horse. Franco Jolto's got a bit of speed, but I wouldn't be surprised if Boots Electric just hustled his way to the top here. I think he's in the zone. I think all of the stable are. They've got a lot of last start winners at the moment, and Boots Electric is still on the way up. So I agree with you, mate. It might be the one to go on the last. Might be one of those horses that you include in your last leg of your all up throughout the course of the night. There's not necessarily a few shorties, but there's a few I don't mind. Carla's Mac, race four. The run when second two starts ago, I thought was outstanding, yet very unlucky. First up last week, I was disappointed, but I know I talked to Rob Albury. He said, don't be disappointed. The gap between runs got pressured a bit. Interesting coming back to the 1,200, but I still think Carla's Mac is a very good horse, or is going to transition into a very good horse. So I think Carla's Mac can be winning race four. That's horse two in the 1,200-metre race, and it might be one leg of this all-up we look like we might be obliged to take.
And it's a tough meeting outside of those feature races. I think it's a tough punting meeting, full stop. I like Major Jody, but he's got a tough draw to overcome. He takes on Crafty Butt. I don't know if he can trust Crafty Butt yet in his career, Dan, in that opening race. I give Shady Az a small each way chance if he can find the front. I know there's a little bit of pace drawn inside of him that first race.
Yeah, it's not a bad race to start off with, because the three main chances have all drawn the back row. So they won't want the leaders to get it easy enough. Major Jody's pretty much a sit sprinter. Crafty Bart's probably capable of making a move, and Puntano Stride absolutely needs to be up on the pace. He's pretty good and consistent. He looks like he's got his quirks, but to be fair, he just looks like he keeps trying. He's tough no matter how they do it. He's probably a really good top three chance, Puntano Stride. But is Major Jody good enough to make a mid-race move? Because I think the other two will.
I think he's better following the speed, but he surprised me of late, Major Jody. I knew that he was a good horse, but I think he's gone to a new level. And I always thought, no disrespect to Glenn Douglas, but I always thought he went a lot better for Darryl Douglas or other drivers, but now he's starting to go a little bit better for Glenn, Major Jody. Race two, I'm keen on I'm Ready Jet, despite the draw.
Yeah, look, it's got the right form. I think still a little bit vulnerable in that race from that draw. There's a couple of horses that are going well, like Kai Valley Chief, you know, horses that are on the way up, Namoska. I know there might be a bit of a class difference, but still it's a bit of a step up for I'm Ready Jet. The interesting runner is CK Spur, who's first up from a spell from the Andy Gath camp. And, you know, Andy can get his trotters spot on first up, and I think he finds the right race. So he might be the one to beat, but I'm Ready Jet's the horse that has got the race fitness on its side, and that counts for so much.
I thought Rokosaki was impressive in a lesser class race first up from a break for Emma Stewart, but I don't think he gets to the fence on Saturday night. Delightful Jazz is flying Farmer Tabia, running some sectionals to conclude its races. Tricky draw, but I think there might be a little bit of tempo up front here, Dan, in race three.
Look, Delightful Jazz came from off a slowish tempo last start, and with her stablemate Arrow Temeca, they ran unbelievable times. Sort of horse that has just been below the top bracket, and each year she's been around, but she's been making Group 1 finals all the way through. I think she's peaking now, so I've got her on top. Her stablemate Arrow Temeca's had a bit of a setback. Got cast in her box and hurt her fetlock. So she was absolutely flying out Road to Mecca. So she's going to miss some of those feature mares races, which is unfortunate. Armour Tabor, a delightful guy, and he's our subject on Cracking the Codes this week. And I reckon you'll really enjoy it. There's a lot of stuff a lot of people wouldn't know about Armour. And he joined Simone Fisher and Matt Stewart and myself on Cracking the Code Saturday morning.
And good luck, race five. No Kowalski analyst who gets into the cut now. He was the best bet on the program for mine, but you got Delightful Mia, I'm No Outlaw, first up for Julie Douglas, Miraku, or Mirakuru, that went pretty good first up for Steve Cleave, The Dude's Enigma, Pocket the Deal, Still the Screens. I think Change the Prince got ability, but good luck to young Cody driving this horse because he can be a handful, and he's got a second row draw. So I don't know which way to go now in race five.
Well, it depends what sort of pressure gets put on Delightful Mia. If she just gets that one cheap quarter, which is possible.
Yes, now it is.
She's going to be the one to beat. I think Steel Screens, though, if it gets daylight, it'll be the one flashing in the last 200. And from where it is, James Herbertson is obliged to sit behind the leader if he holds that spot. But he'll be the one, I think, that can win if he gets clear. He needs clear running in the last 100 in particular.
Let's welcome in Robbie Orber from the Victorian Harness Racing Club, doing great things here in the sport of harness racing, especially if, in this state of Victoria. G'day, Rob.
A very good afternoon. Enjoying listening to all your comments, boys. I think I've agreed with one horse that you've both tipped.
All right, then. Which one would that be, Robbie? Because I might have to double my bet if you like it.
I think Magical's got to be a terrific each-way chance. You know, I think each-way, those odds, looks good value to mine.
What's your speed, Matt, there, Rob?
I thought Sundon's Courage will lead.
Yeah, I love him. I'm tipping him, but I reckon you'll get $5 or $6 for him. He's too short at the moment, $3.50, because he can go rough, can't he? Sometimes out of the gate.
I think they've probably look. This is how I would view it. The horse is going well. We've seen there's probably been times where he's bled and then handed up when he wasn't going so well, and I think the stable would be thinking 2,200. Let's use his speed early, let's try and lead, and let's give it our best shot. That's how I would be looking at it.
Hey, what about Red Hot Tooth? Is she a chance to cross?
Oh, look, she's a big chance. There's no question about that. Sundon's Courage has just got very good gate speed as well. So if Sundon's Courage decides to get to the front and not want to hand up, which I think is on the cards, then obviously Red Hot Tooth gets a little bit exposed from that position. Obviously, if she finds the lead, she's going to run a mighty race. I mean, she doesn't have to lead to win. But I think the best of her will be in a couple of weeks' time when she's hitting the Great Southern Star Heats and Final.
Sunday the 31st of January, the Night of Nights for harness racing. Of course, it's the VHRC Night of Nights for the dinner at the Crown Casino. How do we get a ticket, Robbie?
Well, they need to get on the website and give me a call. We're pretty much going to be closing shop very shortly in the next few days. So it's we're making a call of arms to whoever hasn't got a ticket as yet. But look, it's going to be a fantastic night. We've got Michael Felgate emceeing the night. We've got also Sky Channel and RSN being involved with the night as well. We've got the Caduceus Award, the Hunter Cup Barrier Draw. We've got the tribute to Gavin Lang. We've got music. We've got plenty of entertainment. People are just going to catch up and have a drink and enjoy the night. I think we're all ready to enjoy a night. I think we're all been starved of it.
Yep, looking forward to it. Robbie, what's your best bet over the weekend?
Best bet? I thought tonight, I'm heading up to Bendigo this evening. I thought Belittle's had a really good hope today. Race 4, number 9, Belittle for Marie Campbell and Chris Alford takes the drive. Comes out of that really good form race behind Boots Electric, and I just sort of had a really top chance today. Tomorrow at Cobram, we've got the Victorian Harness Racing Club Super Bonus meeting. I mean, they've got seven races, and every race is full fields, which is fantastic to see. I thought race 4, number 6, Reckon I'm Smart, had a really good hope for Casey Kent and Shannon O'Sullivan taking the drive, and I thought the value was magical on Saturday night, race 6, number 5.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that, Rob.
Look forward to catching up with you, boys. Thank you.
Dan Malecki, your thoughts? What's your best bet over the weekend?
Oh, you mentioned Boots Electric. I tend to agree with you there. And Magicals. So there was something I picked out tomorrow. And actually, Rob would have liked this horse too. Bonacan, race 5, number 5 at Melton tomorrow. And I thought it was a super run the other day, or last week. So race 5, horse 5, Bonacan, that's tomorrow night at Melton.
All right, good on you, Dan. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There is Dan Malecki. That is Green Light On this Thursday afternoon.